Holiday hangover, anyone? It usually has nothing to do with alcohol, although maybe it does, a little. No, I'm referring to that horrible haze and brain fog that hits Boxing Day and lasts until well into the new year. I have no idea the day, the date or even the century. It's a cross between sick and lethargic, lazy and tired, and with sloth-like reflexes. Some days, I feel too tired to even chew. I used to blame the feeling on too much socializing, too much sugar, too much turkey. Just too much of everything. Technically, I guess that's accurate. According to the website balancebecomesure.com, it's actually adrenal fatigue. The brain fog, the tiredness, the food cravings, possibly depression and anxiety and maybe even joint pain and diarrhea. It's all your body telling you that you are doing too much. When you check back on your 2023 calendar, I'm going to bet all your little white squares were full of activities and appointments. If you are parents, no doubt the constant activity hasn't stopped since last year's school term began. Back to school, Halloween, Thanksgiving, a few birthdays and then culminating with New Year's festivities. Don't forget to schedule in illnesses, caring for younger or older family members, housework and a job. Our adrenals were meant to keep us alive if we needed to fight a battle or shore things up before a storm. It was meant to give us a burst of energy to survive an emergency. It was never designed to be a lifestyle. Putting it bluntly, we're all running on empty. That dreaded to-do list is always looming, isn't it? Experts say it's hard to fight back when everything we do is seen as an emergency. Psychology Today suggests it's entirely normal to feel a variety of feelings once the holidays are over. While we may be sad to no longer get to see family or friends as often, there's also a part of us that's relieved the frenzy is all over. Despite the fact routine is not too exciting, it also gives us some consistency. If you live where we do in the Barrie area, this dreary, rainy, spring-like weather of the last month or so has done nothing for my temperament. Even if you don't officially suffer from seasonal affective disorder, SAD, that lack of sunlight has got to be a factor. It is just such a downer. So what's a person to do? Experts say prioritize what has to be done and what can wait, get back to more healthy eating, stop overspending and get more rest. I always really like a clear slate on a new wall calendar when everything is wide open for a few days at least. I don't think it is quite as visually appealing on your phone, but I guess it still serves the same purpose. There's some breathing room. Could there be a better feeling than when someone asks, "What do you have to do today?" And the answer is nothing. So, maybe try to give yourself a break in 2024. Let your adrenals get back to normal. Pace yourself. Enjoy a few more sweet nothings. Happy New Year.